Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome to Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. I'm Glenn Clark, joined as always at the start of the show by the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford. He is Kevin Carver. And Kevin, best laid plans, right? You know how the winter works. Everything you have in mind, everything that's supposed to go so well, sometimes it just doesn't end up working out exactly that way.
Yeah, definitely. And we had a special weekend planned with the Hall of Fame weekend coming up on Saturday and with the big blizzard coming in. I think no one's thinking that this might be one of those snowstorms that they miss on. I think this one's really going to hit us,
yeah.
And it's really going to be massive. So we've decided to push Hall of Fame Day, which was supposed to be on the 23rd, to February 5th, which is a Friday afternoon. So that should be, we should still be able to have fun with that.
All right, so it'll still be a weekend. You'll still have the opportunity for people to come in for it that want to come in. It's just nobody, look, it's admirable to try to go and stick through with this type of stuff, but it would be very clear at this point that you'd be doing it for yourself.
Exactly. I don't think anybody wants to come in if they're right with this 2 feet, 3 feet of snow that might be coming. We might as well just stay home and have some hot chocolate and have a little fun at home instead.
Okay, so Hall of Fame events, again, let's make sure we have this right. It's February 5th?
February 5th will be where we schedule the game against Southern Maryland and also all Hall of Fame festivities between games, 5:30, 7:30, and the Hall of Fame in the middle. It should be an amazing time.
Excellent. I like the sounds of that very much. You know, when we think about the snow, it's a reminder that while right now nobody want to be outside, we're not far from having those teams getting out on the field.
My office was right next door to our baseball coach, who's also our facilities manager, and when he heard that this is happening and it's pretty much inevitable, he was pretty upset that, in his mind, it's baseball season, even though
right.
It's January. Snow happens in January. That's pretty common. He was pretty upset about it. But one of the neat things, I think, that we've got going on here at Hartford is this year, for the first year, we've got a brand-new hitting facility. So both our baseball and softball teams can be indoors. It looks like a barn next to the new baseball field, where the only thing inside there are cages for them to hit and pitch and do some winter workouts. So that'll even though there's going to be snow everywhere, once it gets enough to freaking get on campus, they'll be in there hitting and getting ready.
That's huge. That makes such a world of difference that you can at least be doing baseball activities, right? Even if you're not able to get out there and really do all the things that you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. And our baseball team and our softball teams are both as good as they've ever been. And when I first got here about 6 years ago, when it was February, January, they're in the gym fighting with time with the basketball team to try and get practice time. And how can you really be good at baseball, softball, lacrosse when you're indoors trying to play an outdoor sport? And that's where the advantages are for those schools down in the Carolinas and Georgia and Florida that play baseball all year round that we end up playing in the postseason. This kind of gives us an advantage for baseball, softball, too. They're at least out there swinging the bat and getting that part of it working out.
He is Kevin Carver, the Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Kevin, before we get to that, of course, still a lot of important parts of the season ahead in basketball. And you think about what the women have an opportunity to do, and a real opportunity to maybe go undefeated in the Maryland JUCO play.
Yeah, when they played a pretty good Chesapeake team and a very good Baltimore City team, and the way that we handled those two games really started getting us internally to think there's a chance that we could go undefeated in the conference, which has never been done for women's basketball. 2 years we've had one loss. Last year we were 11-1. Won the conference but had that one loss. And this year, I think, you're going to talk to Coach Sini later on. I wonder if it's on his checklist of things to do
right.
to become one of the best teams that we've ever had here, one of those check marks being the undefeated conference mark.
Yeah, that's a great point, right? It's just something that hasn't been done that would be a really cool thing. Obviously, we know if you don't go undefeated but you end up winning a title, who cares? But,
exactly.
You know, it's just one of those neat things you have an opportunity to accomplish that would obviously mean a great deal to the program. There's no question about that. And let's not overlook the men who are trying to get into the top eights.
Yeah, this year, or last year, first year ever that not every team made the conference tournament. 16 men's basketball teams In the past, there was all 16 made it. They were on campus sites on a Tuesday, and then the top eight advanced to the actual quarterfinal, semifinal tournament at the host site. Last year, they made it just eight. If you're not in the top eight, your conference season portion is done. You work on the regular postseason, which I think was a huge upgrade. And last year, our men were in this exact same situation, trying to kind of middle of the pack, trying to make that top eight. Earned the number seven seed and went on to win the conference tournament. So it's, even though you're thinking, they're just trying to make the top eight, it's right where they were last year.
That's a great point, right? And that once you get there, obviously you have you just have to get into the dance, I guess, if you want to say it that way,
yeah.
Right?
And looking back, I was just looking back the other day too, talking to Coach Smelkinson. Not only were they the seven seed, they had to play the number two seed, then they had to play the number three seed, then they had to play the number one seed.
Wow.
And they ended up winning all three of those games against the best three teams in the conference. So anything can happen once you get in there.
That's quite the run, no doubt about that. All right, so let's look ahead. Big games. I can't believe that January is already wrapping down.
Oh.
But February right around the corner, and we know that is crunch time in basketball season. Let's start thinking about some of those big games that are ahead in February.
Yeah, well, now we've got four February home games with a rescheduled date for Southern Maryland, and all of those are huge games. Three of those conference games and the final game, sophomore night, will be against ASA, which honestly might be the best men's team we face all year and the best women's team we face all year. And in both cases, if we are to go to the national tournament, which Harford has never done, need to beat ASA in the district final sometime in March. So it'll be a good litmus test for those guys. So Hagerstown on the second conference, huge conference game for both the men and the women. There's women's game against Cecil on the 4th. That's a reschedule from earlier. Southern Maryland on the 5th. And then the litmus test, as you will, on February 8th against ASA. And all of those games are home games. So that's a good thing for
the big opportunity. So for people that are thinking about coming up to a game, what do they need to know? And, of course, even for anybody that's getting the games or not able to get the games, how can they be paying attention and following what's going on with the Owls?
Well, with those four big home games, we obviously need your help and support inside the arena. You can walk right up and get tickets, or you can get them online at tickets.harford.edu. And if you're unable to make it and you want to just tune in and watch on our live stream or listen on our live audio, you can find all of those links at our official athletic website, harfordathletics.com.
And social media?
Social media, Twitter account is at Fighting Owls HCC. We had a little bit of fun with Baltimore City a couple days ago.
That's cool.
With PG2. So we're trying to have fun with that. And on our Facebook account is / Harford Athletics.
He is Kevin Carver, the Director of Athletic Communications at Harford Community College. Kevin, always appreciate it. When we come back in, a first-time guest, someone, a very important figure at Harford. He is the Athletic Director, Ken Krasalovic, and he'll join us next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Prayer Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Harford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our four locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.drayerpt.com or call 1-855-5-DRAYER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
Get your tickets for Harford Fighting Owls basketball online at tickets.harford.edu. Both single game tickets and great prices on season ticket packages can be found right on the web. The site features a select a seat option for reserve sections and printed home ticket option, all at no extra charge. And don't forget to check out the great lineup of promotions this season at the APG Federal Credit Union Arena. Just go to tickets.harford.edu for Harford basketball, as well as an array of cultural entertainment offerings on the HCC campus.
Welcome back into Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark now joined by the Athletic Director at Harford Community College, a first-time visitor here on Fighting Owls Weekly. It's a pleasure to welcome in Mr. Ken Krasalovic. And Ken, we really appreciate taking the time. I know it's got to be busy right now having to juggle things because of the weather in particular.
Yeah, crazy weekend here with the imminent snowstorm, and especially, I'm a Midwesterner, so we're more used to it, but I've seen the panic, but this one sounds real, so
yeah.
With the amount of snow we're going to have, there's a lot of things going to happen in the sports world at Harford and well beyond.
Well, I know the Hall of Fame is something that's really important to you, and we're going to push that back now to February 5th, but it's still going to be a very special event. And I know the Hall of Fame in general is something that you've cared a lot about, and can you just give me an idea of why it was such so important to you and how happy you've been to see the way it's sort of been revived in recent years.
Yeah, well, I am happy that it's been revived. There was 2 years in the 1990s where they had inductions and ceremonies and whatnot, and then it kind of went dormant for a while. And, you know, after I got here, that was one of the things on the list of we need to get going in this world again at some point with the Hall of Fame being revived. And, you know, the timing was right 2 years ago to do that. So we had inductions then and then last year, and this would be the third year back for the ceremony and the event and all. And, you know, we're learning as we go, and it's been great. It's been great to see the response and to get some of the folks back on campus.
Right. That was what I wanted to go to next, was just what has it meant to you to see for that connection? Like when someone gets the call, I can only imagine how special that is for the person that's involved, but I think that's got to sort of be reciprocated, right? Like as much fun as it is to make the selections, it's got to be even more fun to make the phone call, to let someone know they're going in, and then to be able to see them come back and experience all of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and the surprise, the shock, and all that. And, you know, it's been great to see that and to make those connections and then to bring those people back in the fold, because they're people that have been, you know, gone from campus for a while, and to get them back in, and their friends and their teammates and their coaches return. And, you know, so it creates goodwill, good feelings about the institution, about what we're doing now. We get a chance to show off all the great things that are going on here today, and that's been something else that's been really rewarding, is to hear, you know, when people come back and say, holy cow, look at what you guys have now, facilities wise and staffing wise and operations wise, and where the program has come from. And that's been another, you know, very heartening thing to see.
Ken, I know how much the facilities have meant to you and how important it's been. And obviously there's no doubt it's second to none what y'all have done at Harford. But the other thing that really jumps out to me is the importance of academics. And you've gotten some really good news in the last few weeks on the academic front within the athletic department. How good does that make you feel as an athletic director to see all of the work that you all have been doing start to pay off?
Well, for us to get the support we've gotten to be able to do facilities and staffing and the things we've done to improve the program, you know, one of the biggest things that we can do to encourage that support and to give back is to have success academically. And so we've been able to do that. We created some incentives. We have an athletic honor roll each semester. We really, really emphasize it. And we do tell our student athletes that they are just that. They're students and athletes, students first, and that in order to participate, you know, you need to hold up your end academically, and that's the carrot out there for a lot of these you know, people at that age of 18, 19, 20, to say, well, I want to be eligible, and it drives them in the classroom. And then at some point the light usually goes on.
Yeah.
And they say, wow, look at where I'm at academically now, and I have all these doors that are open to me by being close to getting my degree. And so that pushes them in so many ways, you know, competitively in the classroom and on the court or the field or whatever they're participating in.
Ken, we have so much more that we need to talk about, but let's do this. Let's schedule another chat with you for the show in the next couple of weeks, all right? Does that sound good? We'll do that. Ken Krasolovic, the athletic director at Harford Community College, really appreciate you taking a couple of minutes for us this week. When we come back in, we're going to talk women's basketball. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
The premier bus service in the Northeast, Academy, is now the official transportation company of the Harford Fighting Owls. Operating from Boston, Providence, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington, Academy can fulfill your travel needs as well. Go to academybus.com or call 800-442-7272. That's 800-442-7272 for the official transportation company of Fighting Owl Athletics. Academy, we know the way.
For all of the latest in Hartford gear, visit the College Store for a wide selection of apparel and products featuring the Fighting Owl logos. Located on the lower level of the Student Center, the store offers the largest variety of Hartford merchandise anywhere. And just go to bookstore.hartford.edu to view and buy many of those products online. For customized Hartford gear, try sidelinestores.com. To create and design gear featuring many different styles and manufacturers, including Nike, Russell, and more, that's sidelinestores.com.
Third and final segment, it is Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark, and now joined, as always, by the women's basketball coach at Hartford Community College. He is Coach Mike Sini. Coach, it's good to talk to you as always, but I got to imagine that when you're all ramped up for a basketball game, you're never happy to see the weather come in and wreak havoc and prevent your girls from getting on the floor like it's going to be the case on Saturday.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer, you know, especially because, you know, Saturday was supposed to be such a big event,
yeah.
You know, the Hall of Fame game, and, you know, it was going to be a really special day, so that... sad to see we have to postpone that.
And the good news is it's going to be February 5th, and, you know, the event's still going to happen. As you mentioned, though, it's just a bummer because I know how much planning goes into that for not to go down. Let's go through this, though, as a coach, right? Because most of us, as we prepare for a snowstorm, we're loading up on fatty foods because we're going to be sitting around, like, watching movies all weekend.
Right.
We those of us that are of a certain age, maybe stock up on some wine or some beer in the process.
Right.
What is it that you're hoping the girls are doing this weekend, as it's going to be very difficult to trek into the working on basketball?
Yeah, I'm hoping they do some team bonding stuff at, you know, at their apartments, and hope they're just, you know, just sitting around a fire, I guess, and watching movies, you know, talking about the year. I hope they spend it together.
Yeah. That's a neat way to say, like, is that you just want them to be around each other,
yeah.
And maybe helping hold each other accountable, right?
Definitely. I mean, I'll tell you one thing, Glenn. We're at a very important stretch of the season. The conference tournament's only 2 or 3 weeks away. I'm hoping, you know, we're going in as a family, which I think we are. But, you know, this snowstorm that's coming, we all think it's coming. Hopefully that gives us some time to be around each other a little bit more than usual.
Yeah, no doubt. That's a really well put, Coach. And again, I don't think there's any expectation on your part that they're not going to be eating right or anything like that. But it's just good to be in numbers in those situations, right? When somebody
right.
says, hey, let's get some Chinese food, and somebody else is like, no, we can't be doing that.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to be eating the wrong things this weekend, but it's all right.
All right. Let's look ahead at what's coming up. And one of the things that I know you as a coach, you're only thinking about next game. But do you think at all about the possibility or what it would mean to the program to go undefeated in Maryland JUCO play this season?
You know, Glenn, it's funny you say that. I was thinking about that this morning. Like, we have a legit shot of going undefeated in a conference, and that's going to be huge. You know, that's going to be huge. You know, we've been, you know, one or two losses the past couple of years. You know, we've been right up there at the top, but to go undefeated in a conference, that's saying that we were the best team in the regular season, without a doubt. So it'd be huge for us and the program.
Yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. And I get it. Like, if you win the conference, it doesn't really matter. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not that big of a deal. But it's just sort of like a feather in the cap type of accomplishment for your program to be able to say that you did that.
Yes, definitely, Glenn. I mean, that's a huge accomplishment for us to go 12-0 in the conference and, you know, go into the conference tournament undefeated. And that's when we really have to prove that we're the best when we
right.
go into that tournament.
No doubt about that. Speaking of which, as we look ahead now with no game on Saturday, we do know that coming up this stretch that you're going to play now at the beginning of February and home games, this is going to be a pretty intense stretch for the girls.
Yes, February. I was looking at that this morning too, going, February is going to be really tough. From like February 2nd to the 8th, I think we played 4 games. So, I mean, it's going to be a tough stretch, but you know, I've really been preaching for the girls to take care of their bodies, and that's as well as put what they put in their bodies as far as food is concerned. It was a mandatory ice bath the other day. The girls didn't like that much, but we just had to do it. You know, we have to do it. We have to take care of our legs.
It's like 10 degrees outside. I can't
right.
even fathom getting into an ice bath right now.
You want to know what I showed them? I showed them the Kobe Bryant video where he put his whole face in the ice bath, whole bodies underneath.
Oh.
I mean,
That's how you stay. How your body stay right, though, man. It does wonders. I love the ice bath. Right. It does wonders.
This is not news, but I am clearly not cut out for the Mike Cini program for women's basketball. Hey, Coach, we always appreciate you taking the time for us, and hope you all stay safe this weekend during the storm. And certainly, I wish the best for the girls moving forward. This edition of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a production of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. Have a great week.